Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1997. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Yes, that's right. That's the one that you hear me mentioning that name even when Karen's not here a lot, right? And as I've said many times before, for almost 15 years now, pound for pound, nobody works harder for small business. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here two times in 2 weeks.
I know. It's like
what did I do to deserve it?
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it? Come on, tell the truth.
Absolutely.
Hey, Karen, no, I appreciate it. Folks, I have asked Karen. She was attended both conventions. And now, did you have panels? Did you have events of your own that you were setting up at these conventions?
We did. At both conventions, we had an entrepreneurship luncheon celebration of American entrepreneurship, and where we had small business owners and attendees attending these events. It was a packed house at both. Obviously, there was Republican stars at the Republican convention,
right,
and Democrat stars at the Democrat convention. So,
how were things different at the two venues?
There were a lot of similarities in that, the audience were mostly small business owners. They were a little different in that at the Republican event, we gave Governor Rick Perry a Hero of the American Entrepreneur Award for the work that he did in the state. So it's very specific, you know, of what he's done in Texas to earn, the number one status of, you know, the best place to do business in the United States. So he's very specific in terms of policies in that state. We also had Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, who talked about what they're doing in their Open for Business initiative, mm-hmm. where they talked about cutting taxes,
right.
getting rid of regulations. So it was very specific. At the Democrat event, we had North Carolina Governor Perdue, and she was very good. I mean, talked a lot about what she's doing in terms of education, mostly focused on, she talked about why President Obama needs to be reelected,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he was taking the country, more of a...
Did the small business owners at the event, were they drinking that Kool-Aid?
Well, you know what, as I said, at both events you had Republicans and Democrats. So, each event, was partisan in nature, not from our perspective,
mm-hmm.
but actually
right.
from the attendees.
Right.
And as Jim, there are, there are small business owners who vote both ways.
Right.
And I think it will be the same in this election, although I don't think you'll have as many small business owners voting again for President Obama.
Well, my polling does not show that he's way behind with small businesses, at least through our polling here on our own internal stuff we do.
Oh, and I'll have to agree with that. I think, our post-election polling after, the election last time around, Obama did win the small business vote. But based on, all the surveys that I've seen, our polling...
you say Obama won, in 08, he won the small business vote?
He did, with the small business owners that we...
That you polled,
that we polled. And mm-hmm. And Bush won the vote in both elections prior to that.
Right.
So we do that after every election to see...
But as of now, that's not what you're seeing?
I'm not seeing that. I mean, you see that in the polls in terms of small business owners not being happy with the policies they see coming out of Washington, and particularly in terms of the president's leadership on the issues that they care most about. But I have to say, in Charlotte at this policy luncheon that we had, there were it was a very partisan crowd. But that being said, I mean, when I talked about our policy agenda, where we need to take the country, some of the things where we've seen progress, but some of the things that we need to continue to mm-hmm. press on and what we're working on, dairy supportive.
Wow.
So,
what's an example?
On the tax issue.
What about Obamacare? How did the Democrat small business owners feel about Obamacare?
Well, we talked there. I talked about affordable health care, and if we do the type of exchanges that we need, that we talked about, mm-hmm. We need a more of a national competitive marketplace,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to the state-based exchange. So I sort of ripped through a bunch of things. I think the things that got the best applause were tax reform, more global, opening up the global market,
mm-hmm.
Regulatory stability and certainty.
Right.
And giving small business owners
that
more...
That seems to be a nonpartisan motivation for all small business owners, those key issues, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and unfortunately, President Obama's on the wrong side of those issues right now. 20 till, right back with Karen Kerrigan with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. When we come back, I'm going to ask Karen to talk to us a little bit about what she thinks about President Obama's speech. Stay with us.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.